Okay, we just read the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. I think it might make good sense to just like read the Mishnah again, just to make sure you know where we are as you pick up the Gemara. So the Mishnah says like this: Achas Omeres Meis VaAchas Omeres Lomeis. Right. So one of the women, there's two tsaros, two women who are co-wives. One of them says that her husband passed away. The other one says that same husband did not die. So Zusha Omeres Meis. You know, and remember, she's saying he didn't die. Right, it's like it's something. It's not just like, oh, I didn't hear that. Right? She's giving testimony that he didn't. Right. Zusha Omeres Meis Tina Asebi Tito Ksuba. So the one who says that he died can get remarried and can get her ksuba. Zusha Omeres Lo Meis Lo Tina Asebi Lo Tito Ksuba. And the one who says that he didn't die, so she doesn't get married. She can't get remarried and she cannot collect her ksuba. Achas Omeres Meis VaAchas Omeres Neharag. One says that he died, and another one says that he was murdered. Rabbi Meir Omer Ho Machisha Zu Ad Zu Harei Elu Lo Yinasu. Rabbi Meir says, well, since they're disagreeing with each other, they're like, right, they are contradicting each other, so then neither of them can get remarried. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Omerim Ho Vazu Vazu Modo Shein Kayam Yinasu. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon said, well, no, the fact that they both agree that he's not alive, so they can both get remarried. Aid Omer Meis, Aid Omer Lo Meis. One aid says that he died, the other aid says that he didn't die. Isha Omeres Meis, Isha Omeres Lo Meis, or a woman, right, who's a Psula Laidus, right, she says that he died, another one said he didn't die, but Rashi points out here they came at the same moment. Hare Zulo Tinase, because they're two aidim that are Machishim, that said they are contradicting each other at the moment they're sitting in Bezdin, at the same time. So in that scenario, they are neither woman is allowed to get remarried. Fine. Okay, so let's see now what the Gemara is going to tell us. So it says the Gemara, time of back to the first case, right? Achas Omeres Meis, Achas Omeres Lo Meis. So the one who said that he died can get married and get the ksuba. The one who said he didn't die, she cannot get remarried and cannot receive her ksuba. So time of the Amra Lo Meis, right? The implication here is that the second woman, the Tzara, the reason she doesn't get remarried is because she says, Lo Meis, Ha'ishtika Tinase. The implication, though, is that if she would have said nothing, right, that she can get remarried based on the testimony of her tzara, right, of the other, it sounds like the other wife, if the other wife said, Meis, she can get married, and the other woman says, the second wife says, no, Lo Meis, so now she can't get remarried, right? But the implication is that otherwise she would have gotten remarried by, you know, through the testimony of the other wife, through her co-wife. But that can't be correct. Why? Ha'ein tzara me'ida l'chaverta. We have a concept in general that a tzara cannot give testimony for the other tzara, as based on the conversations we had earlier about the different women who are excluded from giving testimony for each other because we assume terrible things about them, that they hate each other, etc. No, because of the concern that maybe one of them feels a certain way towards the other, we don't accept their testimony. So how do you understand the Mishnah then? Because the Mishnah seems to say that it's specifically because she says Lo Meis that she can't get remarried. So it says Gemara, no. Lo Meis is Tzrichlai. No, we bring, the truth is that really it's true, she sounds like she wouldn't be able to get remarried based on the testimony of her tzara. But we have to bring the case of Lo Meis. Why? Lo Meis is Tzrichlai. We need the case of where she actually says Lo Meis. Why? Sachadat dechamina ha mais. We might have thought that what happened. He did die. Maybe this is like really dastardly, right? She really thinks he did die, but she wants to come and testify that he didn't die. Why? To mess up her co-wife, that she shouldn't be allowed to get remarried. And you're going to say, but wait a second, but if she testifies that her husband didn't die, right? And when really he did, Who else can't get remarried? She can't. Don't worry. V'tamus nafsha im plishtim kamra. She is like who says v'tamus nafsha im. Really, the pasuk says tamus nafsha im plishtim. Who is that talking about? Shimshon. And when Shimshon is standing, the end of the story of Shimshon, you can brush up on your shoftim. When Shimshon is at the end of his life, and he's been captured by the plishtim, and he's standing between two pillars, right? And what happens? Shimshon says, no problem. I'm going to push the pillars aside and make the entire whatever like place he was standing in, the Colosseum type of thing that he was standing in, he's going to push the pillars aside, the whole thing's going to crumble, and all the fishermen are going to die, even though He was also going to die. It was like a suicide mission, right? He said, "No problem. He was going to die anyway." So he said, "I'll kill myself, but I'm going to accomplish something that I'm going to kill so many Plishtim at the same time." And that basically it's a kamikaze, right? And that she is intending, maybe she's attempting the same thing. She hates her tzara so much that she'd be willing to give up her chance to ever remarry by testifying that her tzara, testifying that he's dead, even though that he's not dead, even though he is, right? In order to mess her over. So I might think so that's the concern, that maybe the low mace is in a situation of that he really died, that he really didn't die, but that she's willing to say it, he really is dead, but she's willing to say he didn't in order to mess her up, and doesn't care that she's messing herself up. All right, look at Rashi. Lo mace it's rikhalei da afagav de ishaska pshita lan de lo tinasei beiz chaverta. Even though she would say nothing, it's obvious that she can't get remarried based on the testimony of her co-wife. So meaning, imagine the scenario. They walk into Beis Din, and one wife says, "My husband died." They say, "Okay, you can get remarried, and you can get your ksuba." What about my co-wife? Sorry, you can't do anything because you didn't give testimony. You can only, her testimony is only good for herself, right? That would be the case usually. And the other woman cannot get remarried anyways, okay? But nevertheless, continuing Rashi, it's derech lashm inan. We needed to talk about a case, heicha demachshaleh nami lo tinaseh, right? We need to explain that even in a scenario where she would, right, go ahead and contradict her co-wife, that she still can't get married. Why? Because mo de tema, but I think kevin to us, so me arra, since she goes ahead and she's arguing with her, gala daita de tsuye le tsara kaasya, right, ula agna shalotinase. What's she doing? She's doing this to pain her co-wife. She's not doing it because she really is testifying that her husband's dead. The only reason she's coming is to cause pain to the co-wife and make her not be able to get married. And she's going ahead and she's really just sacrificing herself for the l'shem, not l'shem shemayim, l'shem tsar of her co-wife. So hilgach afilu hi tishri kamashma. Right. So you might think that when she goes in and she does that, it shows that she really is just trying to attack the other person. And like the almost like it's almost hard to imagine that the havamina. Havamina is that the fact that she's going and doing that shows that really he really is alive. And someone proves it really is alive, and she's just being nasty. So you might have thought in that scenario, when she says lo mace, it's almost a way to prove that he did die, and that she should be able to. Like, what's she coming for? She's coming for to make sure. No, he didn't die. Really, he's still alive. And by doing that, you see that he really is dead, right? Almost the fact that she's making such a big deal about it, right? You see that maybe he really is alive. In which case, maybe it's more proof that he really died, and she should be allowed to get married. Kamashulon, then no, if she's doing that. We don't go that far. We don't read into it that far, and we still remain in the situation, Kamash Malan, that she still can't get married. Okay. Next case, Achas Omeres. So the next case was Achas Omeres Meisva, Achas Omeres Nerag. Right. So in that case, Rabbi Meir says, since they're attacking each other, since they are, you know, they contradict each other, neither of them can get married. Okay. So that's what he says. That's in the second case, right? The Gemara says, wait a second, if Rabbi Meir is bothered, right, by two women who are tsaros, who give contradictory testimony, and that because of the contradictory testimony about the way that he died, right, one says he had a heart attack, the other one says he got shot by somebody. So, machishos, they're contradicting each other, no one can get married. So what about the first case? Right, what about our first case? Our first case was, one said he died, one said he didn't die. Right? Why in that case do we not say if they contradict each other, no one can get remarried? Right? So and by the way, in both cases, they're not both standing at Beis Din at the same time. Right? That's the difference in the last case. The last case is we're gonna see is they were standing in Beis Din at the same moment and they contradict each other. This is one gave testimony on her own, gave a psak, she can get remarried, and now another woman comes it seems. I think I'm correct. We'll see, but right. The bottom line is that he's bothered by their testimony that contradicts each other in the second case. Why isn't he bothered by the testimony that contradicts each other in the first case? Yeah, in both cases, they're contradicting each other. Yes. Okay. So so says Gemara. I'm a Rabbi Elazar. No, you're right. It is a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimoni, and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Taka argue in the ratio. Meaning the our second case. What happens? Rabbi Meir says, right, again, one of them says he died. One of them says he was killed. And what does Rabbi Meir say? Since they contradict each other, they both can't get married. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon say no. Since they both agree that he's dead, they can get married. So the Gemara says, okay. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, they're actually the Tanakama in the first case. They're the opinion in the first case in the Mishnah, right? They're consistent from case one to case two. Rabbi Meir, who argues in case two, he also argues in case one. He does. Don't worry. He argues in both cases. And in the first case also, when one says he's dead, the other one says lomes, Rabbi Meir would say they both can't get married. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, I feel it him, Rabbi Meir, beha, I feel... Yochan Amar, I feel the tema Rabbi Meir, beha. I feel Rabbi Meir, moda. Sorry, I feel the tema Rabbi Meir, beha. I feel Rabbi Meir, moda. The kol lo meis, be'edus isha, lava chashi. So Rabbi Yochanan says no. So Rabbi Elazar says, you're right. It's a machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, both in the first case and in the second case. So the fact that Rabbi Meir doesn't argue in this first case, he does. He just isn't quoted that way. But he really was. Rabbi Yochanan says no. The reason we don't hear from Rabbi Meir until case number two is because in case number one, he actually agrees with Rabbi Yochanan with Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because he holds that lomes is not considered a achasha. That's not considered a, contradicting each other. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, lomes lav hachashahi. Right? Derabanan himnua lekama. Because the Rabbanan already accepted her first testimony, right, that she said mace. The second one says lo mace. Right, that's not a contradiction. If we're talking about details, and one has the details one way, and the other one has the details a different way, right? So that already is the point being is that the details contradict each other. That's when he says, wait a second. That's when we're not going to accept either testimony. But if we haven't gotten as detailed. She just said he died. I know that he died. And the other one says, I know that he didn't die. So that's not really enough of a chasha. That's like a results question, right? More than the details of how it happened. So in that case, even Rabbi Meir would agree, then in that case, at least the first woman can get remarried. Okay. Okay. Tanan. Eid Omer Meis. Ve'eid Omer Lomes. Ish Omeris Meis. Ve'ish Omeris Lomes. Right? So the Mishnah says, this is really our third case, right? That then a witness says he died. Another witness says he didn't die. Isha, you remember, that was lo mace, right? Isha meres mace, isha meres lo mace. You have a woman who says that he died. Another one says he didn't die. Harei zu lo tinase. They're not allowed to get remarried. So bishlam Rabbi Eliezer, right? Stomach Rabbi Meir, right? If you want to say, I get it. According to Rabbi Elazar, everything's good. Rabbi Elazar said lo mace is not a hachasha. Right, so and we're holding like I shouldn't say that. Stomach Rabbi Meir, the Stam case is like Rabbi Meir that when they contradict each other, right? We don't.
It's the first segment, right? So when he says Lo Tanasa, that's like Rabbi Meir.
Rabbi Elazar's approach was that in both cases Rabbi Meir was arguing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So according to him, this makes sense, right? But according to Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, right? According to Rabbi Yochanan, who said no, he doesn't agree. You know, in both cases, the case of Lo Meis is not really a Hasha, and the relationship should be able to get married. What are you going to do? Right, that's the point. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Meis is not enough. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Meir wouldn't argue with in the case of Lo Meis. Lo Meis is fine. The first one can get married, the second one can't. According to this Mishnah, what we're saying is that they're both not allowed to get married. How's that going to work? That's a problem for Yochanan. So answer the Gemara, Kasha. You're right. It is a problem for him. It's going to be a problem for Yochanan. But he's not going to. They're not going to solve the problem. We're just going to leave the problem as is. So we leave it as a Kasha. Fine. Okay. Comes the next Mishnah. Maybe we'll just start it for a minute. So says the Mishnah. Haisha shahalcha hi ubaila midines hayam. Woman and her husband go to midines, go away. They go on a trip far away across the ocean. Uba va'amra meis bali tinase. V'titok subasa. V'tzarasa asura. So she comes back and she says, my husband died. Well, we were away. I come back. Where's your husband? Oh, he died. Okay, so what happened? She's allowed to get married, right? Because she's trusted about her own testimony, her own husband. And she gets a ksuba, but her tzara is forbidden. Ha'is a bas Yisrael. What happens if the tzara was a bas Yisrael? Lekomi. So can she keep being truba or not? So it says the Mishnah, tochal betruma. The Rebbe Tarvim Torah says, sure. If you're not trusting the testimony to say she can get remarried, the tzara, right? So she remains married to him, in which case, she eats truma. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein zu derech motziyasa midei avera, ashete asur li nasei, ve'asura milecha v'truma. Rabbi Akiva says, no. We're being machmir. Right? This is a chumrah. The chumrah is, even though we have testimony that he died, it's not enough to allow her to get remarried. That doesn't mean she just treats it as if nothing happened and keeps eating truma. She also has testimony that maybe he's dead. And if maybe he's dead, she's eating truma, shalok halacha. And that we wouldn't allow. That's the first case, but we'll see. We'll continue the next case in the Mishnah tomorrow.